朋友，你在收听的是活在耶稣里网站提供的福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是李秀全牧师。愿神的话语滋润你的心田，使你能更好地认识神和认识自己，并坚定地信靠神。
我想我们不会忘记腓立比教会是保罗在欧洲所建立的第一间的教会。
I don't think we shall forget that Paul, the church at Philippi was the first in which Paul established the church in Asia Minor or in Macedonia.
基督教从亚洲堂堂进入欧洲是教会历史的一件大事。
We see that moving across from Asia Minor into Macedonia standing as a very significant event within church history.
就好像在183年以前，在公元1807年的时候，基督教进军到广州，来到中国，一样是教会的一个大事。
Very much like 82 years ago when the doors of China was opened in 1807 to the gospel and the gospel went in through that door to China.
我们看到初期教会许多的见证。
As we look at the many testimonies of the early church,
有一件事情我们不能不常常从这一件事情上得到勉励和提醒。
I think there is an event which should serve to us as a constant reminder and an upbuilding event.
初期教会他们在信仰上是极其保守。
And that is, the early church was a very conservative church in terms of their faith and belief.
但是我们不要忘记在工作的开展上，在福音的宣扬上，他们却是非常的激进，而且是勇敢。
And yet we see at the same time in terms of ministry and evangelism, a church that was very characterized as courage and boldness.
我们套用戴绍正牧师三个礼拜以前在这里所讲的一句话。
To use a phrase that was used by Dr. Taylor 3 weeks ago.
第一世纪的基督徒，他们都有一个冒险泛滥的精神。
That the early church, the first century Christians were typified as with being a spirit of risking.
但是我们在圣经里面一而再再而三得到一个提醒。
And yet over and over again in scripture we are reminded.
他们的勇敢，他们的激进不是盲目的。
That their boldness and their risking was not a blind step of faith.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
我常常有这样的一个感觉。
I often have this feeling in my heart.
没有力量是一个很可惜，也是个很可怜的现象。
Without strength is a very pitiful and sad state to be in.
但是有力量而不会导引那个力量，是一个很可怕的一件事情。
And yet to have strength and unable to ignite that is indeed a very fearful thing.
我们到处在讲能源的危机。
Oftentimes we have talked about the
energy crisis.
And the energy crisis.
很多时候我们提到教会的弟兄姊妹没有能力。
Oftentimes we have said that brothers and sisters in the church seem to are without energy.
我们这些传道人常常觉得好像不够能力在主的面前为他而活，把自己的生命献上为他做工。
And oftentimes we feel that there's not enough energy in terms of working and ministering for the Lord.
这是可惜也是很可怜的一个现象。
This is indeed a very sorry situation and very pitiful situation.
但是弟兄姊妹，我们要注意另外一方面。
But yet at the same time, I believe that we need to focus and be aware of the other side.
如果我们有能力而不会用这个能力，
that if we have ability or strength and yet do not know how to harness it.
如果我们有能力而没有方向，
and if we have that strength and ability yet without direction.
不只是可怕的，也是非常危险。
Not only is it a fearful thing, but it also is a very dangerous thing.
谢谢刚才张弟兄带我们读《使徒行传》十六章那一段经文。
We thank Brother John as he has led us reading through the passage that we are looking at today.
短短的五节圣经里面给我们看到基督教历史里面一件大事。
And in very five short verses, we see a very significant event in church history.
因着《使徒行传》十六章这五节圣经的记载，基督教从亚洲开始突破，进入到欧洲。
And because of these five verses, we see the transversing of Christianity from Asia Minor into Europe.
一个原因，一个因素就是 异象的缘故。
And we see one and one reason alone, and that is a vision.
这个异象在使徒行传里面是一个很重要的一个字。
Actually, vision within the confines of Acts is a very important word.
因为在使徒行传里面十二次之多出现同样这一个字异象。
For 12 times within that book, the word vision appears.
每一次在使徒行传里面异象出现的时候
，and each time that vision appears,
不管对个人也好
，whether it is in terms of an individual,
对教会也好
，in terms of a church,
带来新的突破
，we see a new movement and a new breakthrough,
带来新的方向
，we see a new focus and direction,
带来新的行动
，we also see a newness in action.
今天当我准备这篇信息的时候
，as I was preparing for this message,
特别是跟我们的主题有关系
，especially in regards to our theme this year.
因为腓立比的教会是同心合意兴旺福音的教会
，because we saw that the church at Philippi was a church in partnership for the gospel.
而腓立比的教会是从异象而产生的一个教会。
Yet we see the church existence itself came from a vision.
我们谈同心合意，我们讲兴旺福音。
And so as we speak of evangelism or sharing the gospel and that fellowship of that sharing,
在今天我们所读的圣经里面，那个根源就是异象。
And we see that the very root of that comes from the vision which we read this morning.
今天我们在座个人也好，我们全教会也好
，and so whether it is as us as individuals or us as a church,
需要让这样的意象来更新我们，用这样的意象带来我们属灵侍奉往前走的突破。
We need to have this vision as a reviving force in our lives, as well as a focus and a direction for ministry in the future.
好不好？请各位再翻回到刚才我们所读的《使徒行传》十六章第六节到第十节。
So if you will turn again to your Bibles to Acts the 16th chapter, verse 6 to 10.
这个重要的意象我们看见有三个特点。
And in this important vision, we see three areas of focus.
我希望今天早上能够跟弟兄姊妹分享这三个我心里面的负担。
And I hope that this morning I'm able to share the burden that I have concerning these three areas.
第一，我们看见异象在这段圣经里面把神和人连在一起。
We say first of all that this vision that is recorded in this chapter united God with man.
在这段圣经里面，我们看见神的存在，也看见人的存在，看见神的工作，也看见人的工作。
We see in this chapter not only existence of man, but also of God. We see the work of God as well as the work of man.
我们在这一段圣经里面看见保罗第二次旅行布道的记载。
This actually is the second itinerant ministry of Paul.
然后我们也看见神在这五节的圣经里面有非常积极的参与。
And yet we also see at the same time God in a very direct involvement with Paul's ministry.
第十节这里告诉我们说神召我们传福音给那里的人听。
Here we're reminded in verse 10 that the Lord had called us to bring them the good news.
想到神。
Here we see reference made to God.
第七节我们看见耶稣的灵不许。
We see in verse 7 reference to the spirit of Jesus forbidding.
耶稣。
Jesus.
然后我们看第六节。
Then verse 6.
圣灵既然禁止他们。
We see there that they were prevented by the Holy Spirit.
我们不只是看见神在当时保罗工作上面有份。
And so not only do we see God involved in Paul's ministry at that time.
而且这段圣经我们看见是三位一体的神。
We see the Trinity involved here.
我们看见三位一体的神跟保罗在一起推动当年福音的工作。
We see the Trinity in a very real way pushing and moving along with Paul in the ministry.
神人相连在基督教里面是一个非常重要的真理。
And so we see a very importantdoctrine in Christianity, and that is the uniting of God with man.
我越来越感觉到
more and more I'm increasingly being made aware of.
传福音，请弟兄姊妹注意，传福音不是告诉人有一位神。
That to share the gospel is not simply just to tell somebody that there is a God which exists or who exists.
传福音更不是证明宇宙万物有一个造物者。
Even more so, it is not the task of somehow verifying and proving the existence of this God in the universe.
如果我们传福音只传 神的存在。
If we were to only preach of the existence of God,
不是把福音传得不够，而是把福音传错。
Not only is it not giving the whole gospel, but it is also giving the gospel incorrectly.
传福音是让人知道如何认识这位神。
And so we see in a very real God, to share the gospel is to show people how they can come to know this God.
传福音是让人有机会跟这位神发生密切的关系。
And through that gospel, that man could in turn have a very close relationship with God.
换句话说，传福音不是单单讲客观的东西。
In other words, sharing the gospel is not just a series of abstract facts.
如果我们传福音不能传到一个地步，让人有行动，用委身来反应神，来回应神的这个福音的话，回应神的爱的话，我们没有真正达到传福音的目的。
And if we're unable to cause a relationship and a resounding from the heart to a person and with God, then in a sense we have failed in our task.
我们常常说，跟中国人传洋教是个很难很难的事情。
Oftentimes we have said to share a seeming foreign religion with Chinese is something very difficult.
其实弟兄姊妹，我们要知道，基督教的信仰是超越国界。
Actually, I think we need to be reminded that Christianity broadens or expands or outreaches the scope of nationality.
神的启示透过犹太人没有错。
We see that God's revelation indeed came through the Jews.
但是神的启示也是普遍的，今天在全世界每一个时代都可以让我们看到。
But at the same time, we see that God's revelation has been manifested in all ages, in all different places.
中国人自古一直到现在，我们都有一个向往的相当高的一个境界。
There has always been within Chinese tradition a target or a goal that we strive for.
就是天人合一的境界。
And that is a uniting of heaven and mankind.
有一次我在一个聚会，有人问我一个问题。
There was a question put toward me at a meeting which I attended.
他说李牧师，你认识的孔夫子是怎么样一个孔夫子？
Asked me, Reverend Lee, what is the Confucius whom you know and recognize?
我说你的问题是什么呢？
And I said, well, what exactly is your question?
他说，我相信孔夫子是不相信有上帝的。
He said, well, I believe that Confucius, did not believe in God.
我说，也许你说的对了一半。
And I said, well, perhaps your answer is, half right.
因为我们读古书，我们知道子不语怪力乱神。
Because in ancient literature, we know that, Confucius did not like to talk about superstition or gods.
不错，他反对迷信、鬼神这一类的思想。
And it is indeed true that Confucius was opposed to superstitions or these false gods.
但是孔夫子也说过一句话，祸罪以天，无所导也。
Yet Confucius said also that you could sin to the point where even prayer would be rendered ineffective.
Prayer to heaven, 向天祷告都没有用处。
And that even to pray to the heavens,would be futile.
那么到底孔夫子天的观念是什么呢？
And yet, what was heaven in Confucius's concept?
我相信我们多多少少能够同意，孔夫子他有一个天的观念，就是一个上帝的观念。
And I think that we would probably all agree that Confucius's concept of heaven was similar to a concept of God.
但是几千年来，我们发现这一个境界，中国人所向往的这个境界，在耶稣基督里面得到实现。
And yet we see in a very real way that this is realized through Jesus Christ.
耶稣基督说，我就是道路、真理、生命，若不接着我，没有人能到父那里去。
And Jesus said that I am the way and the truth and the life, and no one can come to the Father but through me.
换句话说，只有在耶稣基督里面可以真正看见天人合一的落实。
And really, in a very concrete way, only through Jesus Christ can we see the joining between man and heaven.
在使徒行传十六章，我们今天所读的这五节的圣经里面。
And so, in these five verses, which we find in the gospel, the Acts of the Apostles,
并不是讲到福音真理的本质，这个天人合一。
It is not speaking in terms of the substance of the gospel.
不是福音真理的本质。
It is not of the substance that we see contained in the good news.
而是提到福音传扬的秘诀。
But rather, it is sharing with us the secret of taking the gospel out.
福音真理的本质是天人合一。
We see the content or the substance of the gospel being the uniting of man. Mankind and God.
福音传扬的秘诀 不是天人合一，是天人合作。
And yet we see that in terms of the mystery of taking this gospel is not the uniting, but the cooperation that we seek, the cooperation between God and man to share the gospel.
四月初我有机会去参加 Gordon Conwell 神学院的100周年的这个宴会。
The beginning of April, I had the opportunity of being a part of the centennial anniversary of Gordon Seminary, Conwell Seminary.
那天是 Billy Graham 讲道。
That evening, Billy Graham gave the message.
他做了一个见证。
He, in his message, gave a testimony.
他说每天他读诗篇五篇，读箴言读一章。
That he said that each day he reads five chapters from the Psalms and one chapter from Proverbs.
是每一个月可以把诗篇读一遍，把箴言读一遍。
In the course of a month, he can go through both the book of Psalms and the book of Proverbs.
他说诗篇帮助我怎么样与上帝相处。
He said that Psalms helps me to know how I can relate, interact with God.
箴言帮助我怎么样与人相处。
And the book of Proverbs shows me how I can relate and interact with mankind.
这是基督教信仰一个很重要的平衡性。
And I think that there stands a very important balance in these two areas in Christianity.
我们需要有与神的关系，我们也需要有与人的关系。
We need to have a relationship with God as well as a relationship with mankind.
那我听他这样一讲了以后。
And after hearing him, say thus,
从那时回来以后，我就开始重新每一天读五篇诗篇，读一篇箴言。
I began again the task of reading five chapters in Psalms and one chapter in Proverbs.
读到诗篇七十二篇。
When I came to the 72nd Psalm,
我看到一句话。
I found there a phrase.
那个诗篇的作者描写这位神是怎么样一位神呢？
There the psalmist describes what kind of God he worships.
十八节说他是独行其事的神。
We see there a description given of God that he alone moves and performs miracles.
因为神说有就有，命立就立。
We see that when he said, let there be, there was.
换句话说，神做工不需要你我来参与，或者去越帮越忙。
In other words, it is not the case in which we have to help God, or not help him.
但是我们发现到新约的时候，这个精神不一样。
And yet we see a different spirit found within the New Testament.
几乎每一次主耶稣行神迹奇事的时候
，That almost without exception, each time that Jesus performed a miracle,
他都邀请人跟他一起同工。
He invited people to join and be a part of that miracle.
我们可以随便举一些例子。
And I think we could randomly take examples.
五饼二鱼让五千人吃饱。
The case of the five fishes and the five loaves and the two fishes feeding the 5,000.
难道耶稣没有这个能力让这五千人就饱了吗？
Was it not beyond Jesus' capability on his own to feed these 5,000 until they were filled?
有的时候我想，我说主耶稣，你太麻烦。
A lot of times I think Jesus is very troublesome.
你能够这样做，为什么那么啰嗦，那么麻烦？
You have the ability. Why do you go out of the way and cause so much trouble?
天父啊，他们都饿了。
Jesus, our Father, they're all hungry.
我现在求你让他们饱，现在就饱，说声饥渴就饱了。
And that all you have to do is fill them, and they will be filled.
啊，找这个小孩子，五饼二鱼献上，拨开，祝福。交给十二个门徒出去收，然后麻烦死。
And yet we see him taking these five loaves and two fishes from the boy, breaking them, giving thanks, giving it to the disciples, and then handing it out, and then taking it back. Why go through so much trouble?
弟兄姊妹，我们在这里看见一个很重要的一个真理。
And yet I think that there is an important truth.That we find.
使徒行传十六章这五节的圣经里面，把上帝和人在侍奉上连在一起。
We see here that God is joined with man in ministry.
我在主面前一个祷告。
And this is my prayer before the Lord.
我求主让我今天早上在这里传的信息，让今天在座每一个弟兄姊妹
，That my message this morning and that each brother and sister here this morning
看见神人合作就是一个意象。
That this cooperation between God and man can become a vision for each of us.
天人合作，神人合作。
So we see the cooperation between God and man.
在我的侍奉的经历里面，起码可以对付除掉三样东西。
And I think that with that vision, Three things in my own ministry can be dealt with.
而这三样东西是今天一般弟兄姊妹在侍奉里面大概都有的经历和毛病。
And I think that these three things are things which present very real problems and difficulties for brothers and sisters.
神人合作帮助我们除去侍奉的孤单感。
First of all, we see that it takes away loneliness as a result of ministry.
你侍奉主越久
The longer that you serve the Lord,
你有的时候觉得越孤单
It seems that the more lonelier you become,
你侍奉主越久
The longer you serve the Lord,
你越觉得没有人了解你
It seems that less and less people can understand you.
曾经也许你有那么一度辉煌的成就的一个记录
Once upon a time, perhaps you had a very radiantwork report.
但是很多时候我们侍奉主到一个地步好像以利亚一样完了没有一个人跟我在一起
But oftentimes as we serve the Lord longer and longer we are like the prophet Elijah who said that there's no one that stands with me
弟兄姊妹天人合作神人合作可以帮助我们除去侍奉里面的孤单感
So we see that this cooperation between God and man can take away loneliness in ministry
神人合作
Cooperation between man and God.
可以除去第二件事情。
Second thing which it also dispels.
我没有听过人这样讲过，就允许我发明这样一句话，除去人的功德感。
That it, in a very real way, takes away a self-righteousness, a self-righteous spirit that we might have.
或者说一种merit, 一种功德的感觉。
That we can somehow merit certain.Benefits.
有的时候我们孤单的侍奉里面
In our loneliness of ministry
有一点觉得举世皆醉唯我独醒
It often seems that we are standing alone and that we alone have to move forward with no one to help us
我们有一种侍奉然后有一种沾沾自喜然后一种功德心在里面
And that inevitably becomes upon us a sense ofLooking down on others in a merit or self-righteous concept.
弟兄姊妹，让我们在神的面前学习一件事情，被提醒一件事情。我们今天能够侍奉，是上帝的恩典。
Dear brothers and sisters, let us before the Lord learn this lesson that it is by grace alone that we serve and minister.
神人合作，第三个克服的是什么呢
？And then the third, which is dispelled.
孤单感我们知道。
Loneliness we know about.
功德感也许了解。
A self-righteous concept, perhaps we all.
第三种是我发明的。
And then the third really is my invention.
侍奉主的马虎感
That it becomes a very careless spirit in ministry.
侍奉主的随便的那种感觉
And that we become very careless in ministry.
朋友，你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目。我是玛丽姐妹，很高兴你的收听，也盼望你的来信。如果你还没有相信主耶稣，请到活在耶稣里施工网站的首页，点击永生之道，理解耶稣真理，今天就相信主耶稣，从而享受主内新生命的永生祝福。